بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نسيت أشعار بعارف الله هذا تلقف حزب معنا شاحكي محمد أقصر صاحب نور الله مرقده. The title is نفس دشمن هي دشمن كنا شادكر.
أطني مالك سي أتك لكيفا يادكر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے پر یاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو لو کہ آباد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو لو کہ آباد کر روح کو نور تقوا سے تو شاد کر روح کو نور تقوا سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر دل کو نور خدا سے تو آ باد کر دل کو نور خدا سے تو آ باد کر اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر حمد سے اس زبان کو تو حماد کر حمد سے اس زبان کو تو حماد کر سر کو چوکٹ دے ان کی تو سجاد کر سر کو چوکٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر قلب جا کو تو اس در پہ آباد کر قلب جا کو تو اس در پہ آباد کر اور سکون دلو جا کو حلاج کر اور سکون دلو جا کو حلاج کر اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو بر باد کر اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو بر باد کر اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى ما بعد. This beautiful bayan presented in poetic form of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allah Marqadahu. Hazrat was the Rumi of the time, and Hazrat was a great arif of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and sat in a company of great mashayikh. So Hazrat is teaching us here how to tread the path of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And most important, to recognize our enemies that want to block us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our greatest enemy, as the Hazrat is teaching us, nafs dushman hai, dushman ko na ashar kar. That your own desires, your passion, yourself is your own enemy. So don't make your enemy happy. One is shaitan. Allah ta'ala has mentioned, inna shaitan lakum aduwwun mubeen. Shaitan is your open enemy. But who led shaitan astray? His own desires. And that is what Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us. Inna aada aduwaka bayna jambay. Your worst enemy is between your two shoulders. Our own passion and desires. And that is why we have come here in the company of the mashayikh to get the desires and our nafs under control. As Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah ta'ala, how can I come close to you? Allah ta'ala said, put your one leg on your nafs and your next leg will be next to me. So Allah ta'ala make us realize, Hazrat is teaching us here, that one is, first of all, a person realizes, this is my enemy, and then how to bring it under control. The first thing is, apne malik se ut kar ke faryad kar. Get up middle of the night and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Make your heart inhabited. If you make your nafs, your enemy happy, then you'll be in turmoil. Your heart won't be at ease. So to take out that turmoil of yours, to bring yourself to a peace, controlled and peaceful condition, then put yourself into sajda and beg Allah Ta'ala that, oh Allah, I am your most useless servant. I try, but I'm useless. Please, you. And Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا. Allah Ta'ala says, if it was not the fazl, the special favor of Allah, and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our Shaykh teaches us, and our Dada Shaykh has taught, that recite this ayat and say, Ya Allah, in this ayat, through the wasta of your fazl, and through the wasta of your rahmat, that is, please, make my islah, and make me among those that you purify my heart, out of your sheer mercy, otherwise I will never be purified. And then one is, we try, we make dua, but we are still weak. Then beg Allah Ta'ala, Allah yajtabi may yasha, that, oh Allah, you pull who you want to. So just pull me, oh Allah, by your special mercy, and pull me out of my desires and my nafs, and pull me away from shaitan. For this, one is to have to get company with the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make our connection, take that to a friend of Allah, then cry and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when we come in the company of the friends of Allah, they will give us the medicine of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this medicine, as it says, Ruhu noore taqwa se tu shakar. Now when you make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then make your heart happy with the noor of taqwa. By making your nafs happy, you're putting darkness in your heart. And all your nafs will take you towards haram. Now just realize that I want to become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how can I disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So put the noor of taqwa. And the noor of taqwa will come with the company of the Ahlullah and with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now the special period of Ramadan Sharif, which is a special period that Allah ta'ala wants to fill our hearts with taqwa. That is the true love of Allah, that Allah who is giving us every moment our oxygen. How can we disobey Allah? How can we make Allah unhappy? It is only our
stupidity that we make Allah Ta'ala unhappy and our desires happy. So Hazrat is saying that fill your heart with nur of taqwa, then you will be happy. And this is happiness is not outward condition, it's the condition of the heart. And if you don't do it, remember, nafs dushman hai, dushman kuna chaska. Your nafs, your passion and desires is your enemy. So don't make your enemy happy. Make Allahu Akbar. Make your ruh happy. Your ruh has come from Allah Ta'ala. And the ruh want to be connected to Allah Ta'ala. And the nafs is made from sand and water. And it wants to stay on this earth and enjoy the things of this earth. So Hazrat is teaching us that how you will make your ruh full of nur by the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then you will realize that how can I disobey my Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And when you got this in your heart, دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر, that now you will have the strength to destroy all the desires of sin. And this is what we have come to learn here, and this is why we need the company of the Ahlullah. Allah Ta'ala's system is that Allah said كونوا مع الصادقين, be with the root righteous pious servant, and then you'll see the courage that Allah has given each one of us, but we don't use our courage. Hazrat says we are immature, we are thieves of using our courage. And when it comes to sun, then we like fox, we just fall into the trap. So here we have come here to fill our heart with the nur of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this nur of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is the zikr of Allah Ta'ala that starts on the tongue, but it must penetrate our heart. And then a person realizes that I mustn't disobey my Allah for a moment. And the moment you slip, immediately you make tawbah, you make istighfar. And Allah is so kind, Allah brought the special season. Now Shabbat Barat is at our doorstep. The special season that beg Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. And then remain with taqwa all the time. And that is, a person makes a mistake, again you make tawbah and beg Allah Ta'ala all the time. Then Hazrat says, Ham se is zubar ku hamad kar. Sar ko chokat pe unki tu sajjad kar. Now your tongue will become all the time is just in the praises of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then you will be known as Hamad, the one who is all the time praising Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Whatever you see now, Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, La Ilaha Illallah. And you will be reading the Baqiyatu Salihat, the third kalima, Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wa La Ilaha Illallah, Wallahu Akbar. And then you read this as much as you can. You are now, your tongue will be badi wa zikr, but you will be known as Hamad. That person, that, and then by the angels, you will be known as Hamad. Because they will take these kalimat of yours and take it to the arsh of Allah. And they will make the tawaf of the arsh of Allah and take your name, that this person, son of so and so, has read these kalimat. And all the time will be remembered there in the heavens. So Allah Ta'ala, give us tawfiq that we make the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And Hazrat says then, Kalb wa jaku tu is dar pe abbad kar. Or sukoon e dil wa jaku khallad kar. Everybody wants all the time peace in his heart and peace in his life. My life must go nicely, smoothly, with peace all the time. So Hazrat says, if you want your life and your heart to be all the time with sukoon, with peace and happiness, then give your soul and your heart to become the true servant of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Become an abbad, a person who's all the time engaged in ibadat. And ibadat is that 24 hours I must be worried, am I doing what Allah wants me to do? Ibadat doesn't mean 24 hours you're sitting in a masjid, but in the masjid we're thinking of something else. Like Hazrat teaches us, we're in sajda, but we're thinking of haram things. So here we have to fill our nur with taqwa, our heart, our ruh with taqwa, by making the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Then be firm and use your courage to stay away from sin. And then engage in zikr of Allah Ta'ala as much as you can. A person who's in zikr, your nafs can't attack you, shaitan can't attack you. So then a person will all the time, you'll be in happiness. Even if you're sick, you'll be in happiness. Whatever condition comes, you'll be turning to Allah Ta'ala all the time. And Hazrat then teaches us, now all the time, apni khushiyo ko akhtar tu barbaad kar. Apne rab ki khushi se dil abad kar. Now remember, Hazrat addressing himself, but teaching me and all of us, that destroy your desires and passions. That what wants to make you happy, that you throw it aside. and see Allah Ta'ala's happiness. What Allah Ta'ala is happy with, what is wa'anu min Allahi akbar. The happiness of Allah is the greatest. Whatever you do, even in your ibadah, see that we are doing it only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then your heart will be inhabited with the noor of Allah. Angels will be with you all the time. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to make effort for this.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. We were doing the chapter of the rights of parents and and other people's rights also. So Hazrat Amir Rahmatullah Ali finally writes that from the foregoing narrations, several masail are manifest. These are enumerated here under. Number one, it is not lawful to obey parents if they order their children to discard an act or duty which is obligatory on the children according to the Sharia. Obedience in such cases of conflict is just all permissible. Leave alone the idea of obedience to them being incumbent in these cases where their orders violate the Sharia. The following cases come within the ambit of this rule. Number one, the man's financial condition is such that if he provides assistance to his parents from his money, his wife and children will be reduced to misery. His income is not sufficient to provide for his parents as well as his family. In this case, it is not permissible for the man to impose hardship on his wife and children by spending on his parents. However, the translator writes here, this should not be misunderstood. The application of this rule is in relation to necessities and not luxuries. If after providing for the basic necessities of the wife and children, the man is able to spend on the necessary requirements of his parents, then it will be incumbent upon him to do so. Another rule, it is a right of the wife that she demands, if she so wishes, to live apart from the parents and relatives of the husband. Thus should the wife invoke this right and the parents insist that they, that the son and daughter-in-law, live together with them, parents, it will not be permissible for the husband to accede to the demand of the parents in this case. It is wajib in this case of conflicting demands to give to the wife a separate place of residence. And other places has it right. It's not necessarily a completely different house, but however, at least they must have their own room or their own place where she is able to be free. Nobody else has got permission to come to that area. Number three, if the parents prevent their children from setting out for Umrah Hajj and the acquisition of necessary ilm, that amount of knowledge which is farz upon a person, it is not permissible to obey their wishes. Number two, it is not permissible to obey parents in anything which is unlawful in the Sharia. That is, they order that the children take up such employment which is not lawful in Islam, or they wish their children to participate in unlawful functions, gatherings, customs and bid'ahs. Number three, the rule pertaining to such acts which are mubah, permissible. Acts which are neither obligatory nor prohibited. If parents command their children to render or to abstain from permissible acts, then the circumstances will have to be taken into consideration. If one is dependent on something, and refraining therefore will mean hardship, then obeying one's parents who refuse permission will not be incumbent. One is allowed to go on this task. For example, a poor man is unable to find employment locally. He decides to travel elsewhere for seeking his living, but his parents refuse permission for him to go. In this case, it is not obligatory to obey the wishes of his parents. However, if the intended work which is permissible is not essential and one is not dependent on it, or there is great danger involved in doing it, or due to the son's absence the parents will be put to hardship because of no suitable arrangements being possible for their care, then it is not permissible to oppose the wishes of the parents. Example, participation in a jihad which is not for us, a sea voyage, or departing without being able to make arrangements for the care of parents. In this case, the journey not being essential, it is obligatory to obey the parents. On the contrary, if there is no danger in the journey, nor will the son's departure bring about hardship upon his parents, since enough arrangements exist, then it will be permissible to participate in that work or journey, even if the parents oppose. Although it is permissible, nevertheless, it will still be mustahab to respect their wishes in this case too. The following examples come within the scope of this rule. Parents wish their son to divorce his wife without having any real grounds. It is not wajib in this case to obey the parents. The hadith in regard to Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, who divorced his wife on the orders of his father, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, was explained already before this. Similarly, if the parents order the son to hand over the entire earnings to them, it is not wajib for him to obey their wishes in this regard. Should parents compel their children to hand over their earnings, the parents will be sinful. The hadith stating that you and your wealth belong to your father applies to the times of need. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the wealth of a man is not unlawful to others, but with the wholehearted consent of the owner. Only when a person is happy to give it, then it's lawful. Should the father take from the son's wealth more than his basic requirements, it will be a debt on the father. Such a debt can be claimed from the father. If he refuses to pay here, he will have to pay in the year after. The clear statements of the fuqaha suffice to prove this. The fuqaha were fully qualified and competent to understand the meanings of the hadith, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us to understand.